Tried to please her, more I tried, the worse she gets. Damned if I don't leave her. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I know. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound for Shady Grove.
Oh, geez. Wow.
I didn't know where I was going.
Try to restrain yourself, Tony. Oh, man, that was great. Woo. Smoking.
And it was. There were some good moments in it.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel we had some hot ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Tony and I used to be known as the Gasoline Brothers.
I see. Right.
Hello, and welcome to the show. My name is Marshall, and you're listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. To recap, first you heard Shady Grove by Jerry Garcia, David Grisman, and Tony Rice off of their album called The Pizza Tapes. I'm not excited to start with that one because, sadly, we lost Tony Rice this past week at the age of 69. I mean, he's not a guitarist that I mention frequently on this show, but he is one of the most influential bluegrass guitarists in the entire genre of music, and has influenced and many guitarists that I've you know grown to know and love, and I've really enjoyed listening to his music in the past couple of years since I discovered his work. And you know, it's a very, very sad passing, but it's been, you know, it's been nice to kind of rediscover some of his music, and you know, really kind of dive into his incredible guitar playing. He's such a great bluegrass guitarist. But this album I really enjoy. It's pretty unique. So Jerry Garcia and David Grisman, they've been friends and collaborators for many years, kind of leading up to this session. Grisman played on American Beauty on a couple of tracks, and they have a couple albums together that are really, really incredible pieces of music. But Grisman and Tony Rice play together too, and there's a song that I'll play that's just the two of them after the break. But they are good friends and two of the, you know, two bluegrass legends. And for this session, I think it was supposed to be maybe just Garcia and Grisman, but David Grisman invited Tony Rice, and the result was this incredible album. And I highly recommend listening to the rest of it, especially in honor of Tony Rice. It's a really incredible album. But the story behind it is pretty cool too. So after they did these sessions in 1993, Jerry Garcia's copy was stolen by a pizza delivery boy. And pretty soon after, David Grisman heard one of the songs on a New York City radio station. And, you know, proving that it was stolen and being distributed kind of around the community, maybe more the Grateful Dead community, because fans would show up with bootleg CDs of these tapes to the shows and try to get Jerry Garcia to autograph them. And they were kind of pissed off by this and confiscated a whole box of bootleg CDs from these sessions. And so, you know, after the passing of Jerry Garcia, David Grisman decided in the year 2000 to, as he said, bury the hatchet and release the tapes so that everyone could hear them legally and that they would stop the illegal distribution of this album. So this was the result, and it's an incredible piece of music. You know, again, I recommend listening to that. But we have about an hour and a half of music today. There's no one after me, so I'm going to take a little extra time to play some songs that I want to show you all. So yeah, about an hour and a half of great music. But up next, this is going to be another Tony Rice song, as I mentioned. This is from an album called Tone Poems. And this one is another incredible piece of music. And I used to use it to go to sleep, so hopefully it doesn't put you to sleep. This one's a little more upbeat than some of the others on the album. But the idea of it is like, the idea of a tone poem is kind of exploring the tones of different instruments. So I think each song on the album, Grisman and Tony Rice each use a different vintage instrument. So mandolin for David Grisman and guitar for Tony Rice. So it's an incredible sounding album because they use these incredibly rare and beautiful sounding instruments to create this, what they call tone poems. So I hope you enjoy it. But this one is Sam Bino. Thank you.
reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. But it don't snow here, it stays pretty green. I'm gonna make a lot of money, then I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long, I would teach my feet to fly. To help me, you know, he put me at ease, and he loved me so naughty, made me weak in the knees. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I'm so hard to handle, I'm selfish and I'm sad. Now I gone and lost the best baby that I ever had. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long, I would teach my feet to reindeer singing songs of joy and peace. I wish I had a river I could skate away
everybody. It's New Year's Day, just like the day before. Same old skies of gray, same empty bottles on the floor. Another year gone by, and I'm thinking once again, how can I take this losing hand and somehow win? Just give me one good year to get my feet back on the ground. I've been chasing grace, and grace ain't so easily found. One bad hand can devil a man, chase him and carry him down. I gotta get out of here, just give me one good year. I'm burning oil, engine's running rough. I drive from job to job, but it's never enough. I can't find the will to just up and get away. Some kind of chains holding me down to make me stay. Just give me one good year to get my feet back on the ground. I've been chasing grace, and grace ain't so easily found. One bad hand can devil a man, chase him and carry him down. I gotta get out of here, just give me one good year. It's a better wind in your face every day. It's the little sins that wear your soul away. When you start giving in, where do the promises all go? Tower out a blank check on your
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Visit mass.gov/MEMA. Brought to you by the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the home studio once again. My name is Marshall, and you have been listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. I'm very excited to welcome a very special guest into the, I guess, the home studio. So it's your house, but onto the show. So welcome my dad, Jeff Knight.
Thank you, Marshall.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
It's great to be here. It's great to be a part of this.
Yeah, you are one of my most loyal fans, so... It's an honor to have you on the show for real for the first time. I've mentioned you countless times because naturally you are one of my biggest musical influences as a guitar player and singer yourself. And you love to share some of the music that you like to listen to, which has shaped a lot of the stuff I listen to. So if you listen to the show often, you're well aware that half the songs I play are because my dad played them around the house or played them in the car. We actually had a good moment. An example of that because we went skiing today and yesterday, and we played some of the songs we used to listen to growing up as kids. So in our old car, there was only one way to listen to music, and that was through, I guess, either radio or through CDs, which we kept in this weird thing in the trunk, so you could never change them. So it was always the same few CDs, and one of them was the ski CD. So I'm trying to remember what songs. So we listened to, I think, By the Way was on there, some Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, the classic one was the hard rock one.
Chop Suey?
Chop Suey, yeah.
That's not a popular one with my mom. She always hated that one, but it got us in the mood to go skiing and, you know, tear up the slopes. So
exactly.
I think it did its job. But we had some good memories driving there with my brother and sister, too, who left and went home today, so they couldn't be on the show. But hopefully they're listening at home. So we played a few songs that were recommended by you, but the first two was Sambino, which I mentioned was by Tony Rice and David Grisman off of Tone Poems. But the next one we were talking about the other day, which is Joni Mitchell's River off of Blue. And you were asking me if it was a Christmas song, so I'd love to hear your take on it first.
Well, first, I think we made a great analogy when we said that River is... The Die Hard,
exactly.
River is to songs as Die Hard is to movies, because another great debate is whether Die Hard is a Christmas movie. I think it is.
Yeah.
It's hard to say. Like, it's certainly an homage to a Christmassy moment, but I think it's like a deeper and year-round kind of song. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go with River's not a Christmas song.
Yeah, I think I agree. I mean, it is similar to Die Hard because the story isn't really driven by Christmas. It's just set in, you know, Christmas time. But it's definitely a deeper story than just that.
I just love the lyric too. Like, I wish I had a river to skate away on. Love it.
It's a horribly sad song too. Yeah. It's like pretty depressing and, you know, maybe indicative of the year we've had.
What a great way to make a getaway, right?
I know,
to
exactly.
Yeah. On a long, long
endless,
river.
Endless river to just get away. That's a really great song from Joni Mitchell, and up to you whether you think it's a Christmas song or not, but that's our two cents on that one. Next was also submitted by you, or suggested by you, which was One Good Year by Sled Cleeves.
Yeah, we had a fun night during quarantine a live stream from Sled Cleeves. I'll quickly tell the story of how I got to know Sled Cleeves, which is I had a business trip to Austin, Texas. And because we have some roots in Texas, I knew that just 2 hours away was venue town, whatever, called Lukenbach, Texas. Yeah. So we made a dash to Lukenbach, Texas in full business attire and rolled up, and people were looking at us very suspiciously because nobody in Lukenbach, Texas, which is hours out of Austin, ever shows up dressed the way we were dressed. But they had this great little songwriter, you know, singing circle. And one of the songs I heard was called, I don't even remember what it was called, but I liked it so much that I looked it up afterwards and discovered that it was Sled Cleeves who did it, and I started to get into his music, and I wanted to I suggested this song because as we turn the corner from 2020 into 2021, mm-hmm. I think we could all use, you know, one good year.
Yeah, exactly.
Just one. That's all we need. Just one.
Yeah. Just something to come back from whatever this year was. But yeah, we I'm not sure you finished the story about our night over quarantine, but it was over Thanksgiving. We were, I think you were just watching it on your phone, and I was like, who's it was like a YouTube live stream. Because, you know, I think it seems like he may be struggling a little bit with COVID and not being able to play live shows because he's not a super popular artist. So he was doing a live stream and playing songs and taking requests and, you know, selling some merch and asking for donations and stuff. But it was a really, really great little live stream that lasted maybe an hour or two. So we put it up on the big screen and sat around and listened to him play some songs for a while over Thanksgiving. So that was a fun night with, I think it was you, me, and Ash, and listening to that one.
Super fun.
But yeah, I think I'd heard the story about Luckenbach, but I didn't connect it to Sled Cleaves before. So that's a fun story. And that kind of helps us transition into the little bit of the theme of tonight's show, which is, you know, basically New Year, but, you know, looking forward to hopefully a better year than 2020 and giving you some songs to feel good about the new year and bring you into the New Year's Eve on Thursday night. And lastly was Wolf by Joe Walsh, which you also suggested, which has a really cool lyric at the end. So I'll let you.
Yeah, we were talking about, you know, what could be New Year's kinds of songs. And of course, I came up with U2, New Year's Day, which is way too on the nose and too obvious, and didn't like that one. So a way less obvious and far more cool song that popped into my head was this song, Wolf, that I used to listen to a long, long time ago. It's from the album called The Smoker You Drink, The Player You Get, which if you're familiar with Joe Walsh's history and struggles, you could sort of place that in his chronology when he was struggling with certain things. But it's such a cool song. Just like has a great kind of droney vibe to it and ends with the line, throw some pennies in the fountain and wish for a better year, which I think is exactly the right note to go out on in 2020.
Yeah, I think that's kind of how we're all feeling, again, similar to one good year. So yeah, I hadn't heard that one before, but I really enjoyed, you know, hearing you talk about that song, and that lyric is, I agree, pretty fitting for the end of this crazy year. But yeah, we'll get right back into the music. Up next is from the closing of Winterland, which is December 31st, I want to say 1978, by the Grateful Dead. So you'll hear this is the first song. I guess they must have started at midnight and played till 4 a.m. or something, because the first song on the CD is the New Year's countdown. So I'm not sure who's announcing it, but you'll get to hear him ring in 1979, which, you know, I guess was...
one good year.
Yeah, one good year. And a great version of Sugar Magnolia as well. So thanks, Dad, for joining the show. And here is Sugar Magnolia by the Grateful Dead.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, yes, a momentous occasion. As we cruise into the 1980s, here at Winterland in San Francisco, 1978, going on 1981, what you see before you is a 12 foot long burning ember of marijuana. Yes. Let us begin the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 2½, 2 -1/4, 1. Happy New Year, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the home studio once again. My name is Marshall, and you're listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. To recap again, first you heard Sugar Magnolia, live by the Grateful Dead at the closing of Winterland on December 31st of 1978. And this show is, I think, one of their most famous of their entire career together, their live career together. And, you know, a very famous show because they played a ton of gigs at Winterland. That's kind of their home stadium in a way, because they're from San Francisco, and that was a very famous venue that they played at a lot in San Francisco. And, you know, I think it was probably sad to have it shut down, but I don't think there could have been a more fitting artist to close it out than the Grateful Dead in 1978. So I hope you enjoyed that one. Hope that helps you get in the New Year spirit and help you look forward to 2021. As I mentioned with my dad earlier, we're all looking for one good year after this crazy 2020 that we've all been experiencing together. And next was another live New Year show, and that was from Phish from December 31st of 1995. And this one is particularly relevant this year because at this show, Phish decided to play chess with their audience, which is a pretty wacky thing that I'm not sure any other band has ever done. But basically they had this like big chessboard come down on stage and had like Velcro pieces, and members of the audience would come up and make their move, and the band would make their move. I have to look at clips of it because I'm not exactly sure of the logistics of the game, whether how the audience collaborated or if it was just a random audience member that went up and made the move. And when the band made the move, I don't know if it was one move per song, which seems a little inefficient. I don't know how they would get a whole chess game done, or if in the middle of songs they would go make a move. So, but definitely an interesting and funny thing they did.